Gratitude Seeker, this is going to be a very special and interesting episode. I have with me a person that's even younger than I am, which is a first for me, and it's really exciting. His name is Janai. He is from Fume, a company that has created a product that can actually help people that are smoking to keep the habit but switch to something that's really healthy based on essential oils, like the purest kind of essential oils, the ones that I use as well. And I think it's amazing. Like, I love the idea. I love the fact that he's so young and the guys doing this are so young and they have such bright minds. And also I think it's such a great way of switching to from something that's actually harmful to switching to something that's actually good for us and for the people around us. So, Janai, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast. I hope that I pronounced your name correctly.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, firstly, I wanted to ask you, how do you see gratitude? And what it is for you personally?
Yeah, for me, gratitude is, I mean, my perspective on it is I choose to be grateful, and I'm grateful for a lot of things because I don't feel like I deserve much. So
okay.
when I'm given lots, I feel very blessed.
Amazing. I know that you're also doing something on this idea. I know that a part of all of your earnings are going to a charity, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So how does that work?
Yeah. So the charity is called, we call it M4K, which is Messiah for Kenya. It's an orphanage in Kenya. And they kind of got connected to us through two of the core four members in Fume. Really good friends of mine and their brothers, and kind of in their, they had this organization basically in Kenya reach out to their parents' church group, and it was like, hey, we have this situation where we have like 30 kids in our house and we're basically doing an orphanage without, like we're trying to do an orphanage, but we don't have the supplies we need or the food or whatever. And they had a really heart-wrenching story, but they had no way to verify it. And so my friend's dad and a friend of his were like, well, if this is true, we need to help. But if not, we can't know. So they actually went to Kenya themselves. They took a flight to Kenya, went and met with the people, and it was exactly as they had said. It was extreme conditions, and they're like, okay, these people need help. And so they started supporting them, and two of the core four members, Braden and Joe, have been supporting this organization personally for a while already. And so we want to give back, especially with our company. We definitely want that to be something that we're a part of. And we feel like we've been given a lot and we want to give back a lot. So when we see these people, it was just kind of a no-brainer, like, hey, these guys definitely need it. We'll help them out. And that's kind of how it started.
Wow. I think this is very beautiful. And these kinds of experiences in which you see that people have much less than you do actually help you become more grateful for your experience, for your life, for what you do have. And I think it's beautiful that you also think about people that have less. And it's amazing that they went there and they saw how it was. And I'm guessing they told you the stories and everything, right?
Yeah, I was impressed that they went too. I was like, wow, that's really committed, and it's been great. Yeah.
All right. So, can you tell us a story from your life that made you into a more grateful person?
Yeah, totally. I guess for me, from my upbringing, like I feel like I've been a grateful person almost all along, mainly because when my family, like when I was young, we didn't have a lot. And there was a time when my family was very financially burdened. We had a lot of debt. And so cash was really tight. Like I remember having, I think, rice for like 3 meals a day at one point, like really didn't have a lot. And then, you know, for me, that was kind of my standard. Like I didn't feel like we didn't have a lot. I just, that was normal to me. Yeah. And so with that being normal, then all of a sudden we go on a 6-hour road trip and it's like, oh, what? We can buy road food? Like, that's crazy. Like, cause that was something we could never do before. And so having that perspective made me really grateful for all the little things. Cause I felt like I didn't have my standard for what to be grateful for was really low. And so now every little thing, like, oh, when you turn on the tap, the water comes on, stuff like that, I'm just so grateful for. And so that kind of expounds into every aspect of my life, as far as I can tell. So,
wow, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And yeah, I actually remember a talk that I saw, and it was about the same thing. Like a teacher went to India, and he actually had to explain to the children there how the tap worked, like water coming from the wall, and they were like, oh my god, it's like magic, like you just do this, you pull this, or you press on that and water comes out of the wall. Wow, that's amazing. We usually go to the river when we want water.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And there are indeed things of this nature that are really small that can really make us much happier, knowing that we have the privilege to enjoy them, even though people in other places can only dream about them, or maybe they see them like magic, like with the magical tap and the magical water coming out of the wall.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you come up with this idea with Fume?
So we came up with it. Me and my older brother were actually using peppermint oil to work out. So we put it on our hands and then just inhale it through our lungs, in our mouth. And then it was helping, but it didn't have everything we wanted, because we were using our hands on the equipment, and it was working, but we thought it could be better. And so we thought, how can we get more out of this oil? How can we make this work better for us? And so we actually ended up taking paper towel, put 3 drops of essential oil on the paper towel, and then just rolled that and inhaled through it. And we were blown away. We were like, this is amazing. This is exactly what we were looking for. And then after like 2 months of using paper towel, we got kind of bored of having soggy paper towel hanging out of our mouths. And so we just thought, okay, well, how can we make this better again? So then we thought, well, my dad has a woodworking shop. Let's see what we can make. And we ended up coming up with Fume and these essential oil inhalers. And that's kind of how it all started.
Wow, I didn't even know this, and I have to try this. Like when I go to the gym, I must try this, because I know that it's helpful with the lung capacity, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So what is happening when you're inhaling this essential oil?
Yeah, so it's just the essential oil itself. We don't have any extras, because I know a lot of vapes or something like that will have, you know, vegetable glycerin or something you don't want in your body. So these are just essential oils. And so there's lots of studies that have been done on peppermint and the effectiveness of it in our respiratory system and in our lungs for either clearing congestion or increasing lung capacity. And so when you inhale it, you're getting these benefits. And so Fume is just the most effective way we've found to inhale it to get the most benefits out of your...
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Royal.
Beautiful, beautiful. And okay, so you basically use it like a cigarette. It's like in the form of a cigarette. And how does it feel when you inhale it? Like, I know how it is to inhale, for instance. Yeah, this is one thing that I wanted to add that's really, really important about this. So I wanted to have you on because I think that this idea is really brilliant and it's really healthy. Because, for instance, I've tried hookah. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And even though they have all kinds of smells, like all kinds of tastes, let's say, they are chemical. Two, they use all kinds of things that aren't actually too healthy. And three, when I tried it, it actually made me dizzy and it didn't make me feel good. And even though I like tastes, I like smells, when I inhale something that's chemical, it has like, I'm really sensitive to this. Like, it can give me a headache just by smelling that chemical smell. And I love this idea because when I tried the Young Living oils, like there is this way of inhaling them. You put a few drops on your palm. You rub the palms, and then you put your hands on over your face, and you inhale. And when I did that, it was amazing. Like, I felt all of the peppermint, because I think peppermint is what I inhaled, all over my respiratory system. And it felt great. Like, it felt invigorating instead of feeling like it's hurting my throat or it's doing something bad to my body. And I love that. I love that sensation. Of course, the taste was natural. And yeah, I think it's such a great alternative. And I'm thinking about the people in our audience that are smokers, or if they have friends that are smokers or vapers, or there is another way. This is what I want to say. Of course, there is this thing that you don't have the actual smoke coming out, mm-hmm. right? Because there is no heat there. It's just pure oil, from what I understand, right?
Yes, that's
correct. Tell us more about how it is to actually smoke, how the taste is, and everything.
Yeah, so it's funny because that's a big thing, because when you're using it, it looks like a cigarette or like a vape to some degree. But then when you use it, you don't have the smoke coming out of you. And so we get people all the time that are like, what are you doing? Like, what is that? And so if you let them try, it's so funny to watch their reactions, because they don't expect much from it because it doesn't look like it's doing much. But then immediately when they inhale it, you know, you had mentioned with the Young Living oils, you put it on and you feel it going into your lungs. That's the exact same as this, except it's almost compounded because it's so direct in the little inhaler. And so I see people, they just get shocked and they're like, wow, that's a fantastic, because they don't expect much because they don't feel like much is going in. But the moment they start inhaling, they feel it all in their lungs, and you can tell that it's giving to your body instead of taking away from it, and it's not harmful for you or hurting you. It's really enhancing your health. And so that was one of the big things of it too, is like there's not a lot, like there's nothing taking away from you. It's all giving to you. So whether you're a smoker trying to, you know, break the habit and look for something healthier, or you're just the average person and want to enhance that, it works for everyone. And that's another part of us wanting to redefine health as well, because it's something that looks unhealthy, but we don't want that. Look, this can be a healthy action as well. And so that's kind of what we do.
Brilliant, brilliant. Like, I really love it. And for our audience to know, this is like, I'm not doing this for any kind of money or anything. Like, I really love the idea, and I really love the fact that these young kids are doing something so amazing. And like, you put together the benefits of essential oils with the fact that your father has the woodwork.
Reclaim your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and two smiling, happy people will magically appear at your front door.
They'll be driving a clean, shiny truck.
And they'll be wearing snappy, happy uniforms.
All you have to do is point, 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 point.
And that junk will be gone, 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 gone.
Hooray! You have a Saturday.
Give us a call.
And we'll give you back your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
And you created something brilliant and great for the health. And I think it's a very smart way to actually smoke if you have the habit. Because I know, for instance, when you learn guitar, you learn, your body needs to learn how to put your fingers in a certain way, and you need to, your muscles need to learn that. And it's the same with smoking. Like, for smokers, they have this habit, they need to take something and put it in their mouth, and they feel good because that there are neural pathways that have been formed for quite a while. And if they would just, I don't know, I know people that have tried to use candy, like peppermint candy or something like this, but they miss the habit of taking their hands and putting it to their mouth and doing that action. And the beautiful part about doing this with fume is the fact that you actually get to do the same thing, have the same habit, but actually enjoy a benefit, actually making your health better, and also the health of other people. Like, I hope that I'm not going to insult anyone but for instance, there are people that are smoking near their children, and I think that's, I don't know, I get mad when I see that, because it's one thing to harm yourself, but to harm your children, that I cannot stand. Like, I'm really okay, go whatever else possible, but don't do that to your child, because he's pure, he's innocent, he doesn't need to go through that if you're choosing to have that habit. And also, I was looking at the why. So there are different reasons why people are smoking, and some of them are cultural, like we see it in the movies and it's really cool to smoke, and especially in the older movies, they used to actually advertise smoking quite a lot. But also, it's a way of relieving, a way to relieve stress or anxiety. Have you been using fume for that as well?
Yeah, I mean, we've been using fume. I mean, the oils that you use in the fume have their own benefits, right? So depending on what oil you use it for a specific application, right? So for peppermint, for instance, can be good for lung respiratory enhancement or helping your respiratory system. Whereas something like maybe a wintergreen or a lavender might be better for relaxing, right? So it's kind of like you're getting the benefits of the essential oils, whatever they may be. You're just getting them a different way into your body. but you're still going to have their effects on you, positive effects, that is, right?
Beautiful, beautiful. And I love the fact also that you can switch, you can change what you use, that you have other options as well. It's not just peppermint. And one thing that I also think it's, I'm really passionate about this, because these people are messing with our minds and how we work. Like, I know that there are cigarettes that have this peppermint taste, and many people buy them actually because of the peppermint taste, because it tastes great and it feels great. You can have the same feeling, the same experience, even much more enhanced, if you would ask me, with just the peppermint oil. And I think this is brilliant.
Yes, yeah.
But also tell us, what oils should we use and what oils shouldn't we use? Because I know that not all of the oils are good to be used this way.
Yeah, so you kind of want to use, I guess, a common sense approach to it, because there's some oils like peppermint, obviously great for inhaling. You want to make sure that you're using oils that are aromatic. So there's essential oils, you can read on the labels which they're good for, what they're not, but you don't want to be using something that's like, I don't know, it's hard to say. I mean, most of them are good, but something maybe like, I'm blanking on the one that I was thinking of, but most of them are pretty good. Like, they should be pretty safe with most of them, but you want to make sure you're understanding the oil you're using and what benefits you're trying to get from it, right? So, and kind of take that kind of approach to it. So take a caution with it and know the oil and know how you're planning to use it, but most you're quite safe with.
Good, good. That's very important to know, because we don't want to have situations where people will not feel good afterwards. But the beautiful part is that like most of the oils, like, you really feel great after you inhale them, and there really isn't a negative aspect to it. But also I'm really curious, maybe you don't have enough time to know this, but how much long can you use the fume? I know it's made of wood, and this is amazing as well. And also, basically, it's a wood pipe with a cotton. I don't know how to describe it. So,
yeah.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, so basically a fume is a wooden inhaler, I guess you'd say. Like, it looks like a pipe. And it just has a cotton insert that you'd put inside of it. So you just fray the cotton inserts that it friction fits, put your oil on it, and insert it in the pipe, and then inhale, and you get the benefits from it that way. So that's kind of how it works. For the pipes, like, they last, we haven't had anyone say their pipe isn't lasting. Like, they last pretty much as long as we've been around, and we have a lifetime guarantee on them. So wow. if your fume breaks or anything goes wrong with it, that's, within reason, that's like, you're not driving over with your car trying to break it. But if you, like, you know, if it breaks and you want it replaced, we replace it. So that's, we've got a lifetime guarantee on that.
Wow. I love that, because who does that, right? Like it's a product that you buy once and you use many times, and you can, I always love to have, like, I also have the diffuser, and
yeah,
I always love to have options. Like I don't only have one blend or one type of essential oil. I have many, and if I feel like putting peppermint there, and afterwards, maybe before going to sleep, I want to put lavender, I can do that. And that's amazing. Yeah. And by the way, I think it can be used for that as well. Like before going to sleep, maybe using it with lavender. Have you ever tried it?
I have tried it. Yeah. I kind of enjoy it. I know one of the corporate members isn't a big fan of lavender, but that's just personal preference. I do enjoy it. And I think like, you can switch out, which with every fume you get four cotton inserts. So you can take it and you can put in like this one will be for peppermint per se, and then switch it out and the next one's for lavender. And I really rarely change mine out. Like I don't mind my flavors mixing. So I'll put peppermint in, and then the next time I want wintergreen, so I put that in. And you have a bit of a peppermint flavor left, but it's okay for me. I don't mind that at all.
Wow. I love that. I love that. And what are the things that made you think of helping people change their habits? Like I believe, for instance, and this is actually really recent for me, that the things that we do every day, like the habits that we have, actually impact us quite a lot. Like if we wash our dishes with chemicals, in time, that will affect us one way or another. Or if you wash your laundry with all kinds of chemicals, that has an effect as well. And I've seen this in years, and it's not something that you can notice right there and then, but in time, you see different things, like also with deodorant. If you use something that's very harmful for your skin, you either see it really fast, or in time you develop cancer or something like this. Mm-hmm. You don't realize it because you do it every day and it's something really normal. But what inspired you to help people that are dealing with cigarette addiction?
Well, I mean, with the cigarettes specifically, I mean, it's so unhealthy and it kills people, really. Like it really harms people and hurts them. And so when you think about that, like we want people to have more time. We want to help people and make their lives better. For us, it kind of started with my family personally, with a family friend of ours who I was talking to my mom, and it was just saying like, hey, you need to start looking at what you're using in your home, because I mean, even like I was saying earlier, we couldn't afford much. So we were buying bulk, whatever we could, you know, and probably chemical filled stuff. But the more we started switching over to buying healthier stuff, you start feeling better day to day. And then all of a sudden you switch your laundry detergent for something that's natural and you're like, wow, I feel better. And all these little things affect us. I, you know, I think the average woman puts on over 300 chemicals a day to her body alone. And you're like, that's crazy. Like, and people don't even realize they're doing it or how it's affecting their hormones or their body. And so they live at this standard or this health where they're below average, but they don't realize it. That's just their normal. And so for us kind of coming out of that and being like, oh, there's way more to this than we thought. You can be way healthier, making better alternatives. And so for us, having that in our own lives made it impossible not to share it. Because when you have that happen to you, you're like, okay, everyone needs to know about this. We need to have everyone know how to be healthier and how to feel better day to day. Because so many people, it's like the most common thing when you walk up to someone and say, hey, how are you doing? I mean, one of the most common responses is like, oh, I'm okay. I've got X, Y, Z. And it's all negative stuff that's happening to them, right? So we want to see people with their lives enhanced and have a better, healthier lifestyle day to day.
Exactly. And I love what you just said about how we experience life. Like we actually consider even living in a not so positive way normal because we got used with it. Like we don't know that it can actually be better. And yesterday I received a comment about the Young Living products and about MLM, and it was very thoughtful. It was from a listener that said that I shouldn't, I don't know exactly how she said it. The idea was that she doesn't feel that it's a good idea to talk about Young Living on the podcast. But the thing is that I really believe in the products. Like I've been, for instance, my first experience was at my massage therapist. I don't know if you've had that experience, but I really recommend it. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend went there, and the way we felt afterwards and the way our skin felt afterwards was just amazing. And we're using the essential oils to get better states to help us out in different ways. Of course, I want to share that. Like it's something normal to want to get the word out there and to let people know that it can be better. And I think it's something important that we need to do once we know that it can be better. And also this alternative, like I love it. Like I don't know, a part of me was like waiting all my life to be able to tell my friends that are smoking. I don't have many friends that are smoking, but I do have a few, that there is an alternative, like something that's all natural and it's really straightforward. Like there is no smoke involved. Like you don't need to heat it up or anything. You just use it and you get the same kind of benefits, actually, because like I said, many people are using cigarettes because they want to feel less stressed or less anxious. Yeah. And I don't think it's a solution, because if you use it every day to feel less stressed, less anxious, it's like with food. If you eat an ice cream or I don't know, something really sugarish, when you feel down or something, in time you might actually get to be to have really big problems like insulin dependent or things that are really serious. And I think when there are better alternatives, it's our job to make sure that we let people know about them. And yeah, that's why I'm really passionate about this, as you can see.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I mean, if we're sharing it because of, you know, selfish gain, it's not right. But when you see how it affects your body and how it helps you, if you really care about your friends, or in your case, your listeners, how can you not share it, right? It's almost offensive not to, because you know it helps you. So then you need to share that with people so that you can help them, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, totally. So 100%. And I'm really, really happy that I discovered you guys. And it makes me even happier knowing that you're so young and that you're doing this. It's like... It's beautiful to know that you're doing this at this age and you have this perspective. And I would really love to see a world with people only using fume, like instead of any kind of vape with all kinds of chemicals or cigarettes. It's idealistic, I know, but I think it's possible in time. And I think more people would be much help. Healthier and much happier. And this is what's important for me, and this is what drives me. And I would love to see at first the gratitude seekers, the listeners of the gratitude podcast, to start having these positive habits if they are smokers, or if they have friends that are smokers, to let them know about this alternative. Because if you don't know there is another way, you can't choose. Actually, you live somehow with only one option. And yeah. But also I wanted to ask you, because I didn't go too much in depth about this. So what can you tell us about the scientific research on how peppermint can actually help with quitting smoking?
Yeah, so actually peppermint isn't the main one for that. The main one that we've seen with science, like with the scientific research, would be black pepper essential oil. So that one is what people use. I'm a little bit limited on what I'm allowed to legally say on it, but if you look up, I think it's pubmed.org, and look up black pepper and smoking research, you'll see that the studies have shown, there's a study cited that has, actually, if you go to our website, there we have a blog and we have the studies cited and everything like that about black pepper oil and how it can help quit smoking cravings or suppress them. And then with that, like you had mentioned earlier, you have the habitual action of someone using their arm to their mouth type of thing. And so people having something in their hand can also help them quit smoking. And so we feel that fume really encompasses both the best of both worlds, because you get the black pepper helping you with your smoke cravings, but you also have the habitual action of bringing something to your mouth and getting actually health benefits from it now instead of it taking down your health.
Exactly. I really believe in us building on the habits that we already have. Like I always recommend when it comes to gratitude journaling or something like this to make sure we integrate it somehow in our life, because I can speak about gratitude journaling for hours and hours. If you don't have the time, for instance, in the morning because you are really busy and you have, I don't know, 5 kids and you need to feed them all and you need to do many things, you're not going to do it. But if there is a way in which you can introduce a good habit in what you're already doing, it's much more probable to actually do it. And that's where you actually get the benefit from the habit and from doing it again and again and again. And yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I agree completely. Like, I know even for my dad, he's not a smoker, but even just for the average person, like, it's something that, like, for my dad, when he was doing long drives or whatever, it would keep him off junk food because he would eat junk food because he just wanted something to do while he drove. Whereas this is something that you can now use and do that's going to give you a health benefit instead of take away, right?
Wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah, we actually do that many times. Like, we just need to do something and it's the habit of doing something that's actually making us that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, because we just eat because we're maybe bored or we need to do something with our hands, or we need to feel that we are actually giving something to the body. And totally. And it's a really good idea with the driving, because you can't use the oils while you're driving, because you need to use your hands to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Good. So what I also wanted to ask you is, who in your life are you grateful for and you would like to mention?
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, definitely is my parents is the clear first ones that come to mind. I mean, through the hard times, through not having a lot, it's been hard, but they've very much been very supportive, very caring, and have worked through it together and been a great example for me and for my family. And they've just really been amazing role models in my life. And they're the people that I look up to and I go to for advice and like that. So they're very, very thankful and grateful for them.
I'm sure. By the way, where are you in the world? Where are you located?
Oh, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Wonderful. So this is where you actually have, you're doing the business, putting the product together and everything and shipping it all around the world?
Yeah, we make it here. We sell it here. We ship it online. So we're an online company, but we make them and manufacture them right here in Calgary. Yeah.
That's amazing. So I think it's been quite a bit and we haven't talked about where can our audience find your product, where can they actually order?
Yeah. So they can go to our website. It's fumepipes.com. So that's FUMPIPES.com. And they can find us on there and we have our whole website. We have our blog. So they can read more about the black pepper if they're interested. That's where they find us. They can order right from our website there as well.
Beautiful. So I really hope that I asked you everything that I wanted. Because I was really excited about doing this and about the topic. And I'm really excited about what you're doing and the fact that there are so many people that can be helped with this and loved ones that can benefit from changing this habit and just trying it out and seeing the difference. Because when you do that, when you have... I don't know if I mentioned this, but I've tried, I did a comparison. Like I had a lavender essential oil and that's from off the counter, like on from a supermarket. And when I tried to inhale it, like put a few drops on my palm and I inhaled it this way, I actually coughed. I could feel the fact that it's not pure.
Yeah.
And, when I did that with an essential oil from Young Living, it was like I felt it, and it was amazing. Like I felt how it went down my respiratory system, and how it actually replenishes the inside, like the respiratory system. It's amazing. Like I really recommend the experience. And I've tried smoking when I was, and this is a funny story. When I was a child, I think it was 14 or even I was even younger than that, everyone was smoking. And I was happy for the fact that I didn't do that. But at one point I said, okay, let's try and let's see how it is. And it was summer. It was really, really hot. And that cigarette was really, really hot, like even hotter than it was outside.
Yeah.
And when I tried to take I don't know how you call it, but to use the cigarette, let's say, I coughed, of course, and it felt really weird. And it was so... such a weird sensation. I was thinking, why would people do that? And I actually didn't do it anymore. Like I didn't even try anymore because it felt wrong to my body.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that we can offer the world an alternative that's, you don't have to go through all of that heat and all of those negative things that you put in your body.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned that about the lavender oil as well, just because it is really important that we are using a high quality oil in the fume and wherever you're using it, because I've studied a little bit on the chemistry of essential oils, and there's so many ways to distill them and take them out of the plants. And people will use chemicals to do that, or will use steam distillation, but do it improperly. And so when you do that, you're actually either putting chemicals in the oil that you're going to use, and that's not going to help your body at all, or you're going to wreck the chemistry of the oil by distilling it wrong. And again, it can create imbalanced compounds, and that's not good for your body. So if you're trying to use this as a healthy alternative, you need to make sure you're using a healthy, therapeutic grade essential oil that you're having the best benefits from.
Perfect. It's really good that you mentioned this. And I was thinking about asking you the potential dangers, because I know it's important for our listeners to know if there is any kind of danger. But indeed, if you're not using the best quality oil, of course you're going to feel that. Like if it's not pure, you're going to feel that. And like I had with the experience with the lavender oil, I felt that, like, my body responded immediately to the fact that it wasn't pure, and I was actually inhaling at least some chemical. And your body is really smart. Like it tells you really fast that mm-hmm. something isn't good for you. So good. Once again, thank you so much for being here with us and for doing the work that you're doing. I really hope you will enjoy massive success, and you will change many lives with the work that you're doing. You have many years in front of you, and I'm sure that you will actually be able to do that.
Well, thank you, Georgine. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the podcast and helping us redefine health and helping people choose healthy alternatives and enhancing their lives. Appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Once again, it's the website is fumpipes.com. Go check it out. You can see the guys there also. They are really cool people, and with a great heart and with a beautiful mission. And yeah, do this for yourself if you're a smoker, for loved ones, and yeah, enjoy the benefits. Thank you so much once again for being here with us.
Thank you. This has been great. Thank you so much.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.